Bezos Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Chav Beis in Maseches Shabbos, the 84th daf in Shas. We pick up the last line on Chav Aleph on the Beis. We're discussing the sugyas, of course, of Chanukah. Amar Rav Kahana, Darsh Rav Nassim Bar Minyumi Mishmei de Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Nassim had darshan in the name of Rabbi Tarchan. Where is one allowed to place one's Chanukah menorah? Ner shel Chanukah shenicha lemala me'esrim ama psula. The halacha is that the menorah is not allowed to be placed above 20 amos, just like when it comes to a mavui. The Mishnah in the beginning of Erevin tells us that a heker that is needed to allow one to carry in a mavui cannot be higher than 20 amos, called a korah, as well as a sukkah, the first Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sukkah, is higher. If it's higher than 20 amos, it is going to be possible. Same thing when it comes to Ner Chanukah. V'amar Rav Kahana, and we have another teaching that Rav Kahana taught. Darsh Rav Nassim, Farmin Yumi Mishmeid Rav Tanchum, Mai Dichsiv Ha'bor Reik Ein Bo Mayim, that the Torah Kedosha tells us that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, it was described as an empty pit which didn't have water. Mimashrish Nemar Va'bor Reik, when we say that the bar is empty, Eini Odeya She'ein Bo Mayim, then would we not know that there is no water? Elamatam lo me'im bo mayim. Why are we trying to emphasize im bo mayim? To deduce something else. Mayim im bo avon nechoshim akravim yeshbo. To teach us that there were scorpions inside. There is a brilliant explanation from the Torah Tamima on this parsha in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, of what is the connection between these two Gemaras. Why did the Gemara bring up Habar Reik Ein Bo Mayim when we're talking about a menorah above 20 amos? The Torah Tamima quotes that the Mefarish in Maseches Tamid says that whenever we have the expression Hashlacha, that refers to something that is more than 20 amos. And just like we say that when it comes to the Sukkah and the Mavui, it's not acceptable because the Ayin is not Sholet more than 20 amos. So for that reason, the brothers did not see the snakes. They would not have thrown him into the snakes if they had seen them. But they did not see it because it was higher than 20 amos. Hence, our Gemara is bringing out the same Yisod. The Chanukah, Sukkah, and Mavu you cannot see above 20 amos. And that was taught in regards to Yosef's brothers as well. A brilliant shot. Gemara continues, 7 lines from top. Omer Rabba, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Nichol, Betefach, Hasmucha, Pesach. Ner Chanukah should be, there's a mitzvah for it to be placed on a tefach close to the entrance. Veheicha munach le, and where is it placed? Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, Amar miyamin, it's placed on the right side. Shmuel midifti, Amar mishmuel mismal. Shmuel midifti says it's placed on the left. Veheilchasa mismal, it's placed on the left. Kedei shetei ner chanaka mismal umizuza miyamin. The Medrash adds that the person should be surrounded by mitzvahs with the ner chanaka on the left and the mezuzah on the right side. Rashi points out the Dibur Maskel Mezuzah, that we learn out that the Mezuzah is supposed to be on the right, because it says, Beischa Derech Biyoscha, the way you walk into a house. In general, the first step is with the right, and not with the left foot. Mark continues, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Asla Hartzos Mos Kenegin Ner Chanukah, it's prohibited to count money in front of candles of Chanukah. Can we say come to Shmuel Amarli? Chiner kedusha yeshba. Does ner have kedusha? It's prohibited to derive benefit, so that you're not allowed to count your monies in front of it. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether at this stage Shmuel was suggesting that it would be permissible to derive benefit from the neros Chanukah, as we saw some Amoraim held on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, or it's specifically in regards to counting money. Either way, Shmuel said counting money should not be a problem because there's no Kedusha in the Neros. Maskevar of Yosef, Rav Yosef said, do you think that's because of Kedusha? V'chidam Kedusha Yeshbo? Does blood have Kedusha? Yet we learned, the Sanya we learned, Breitzav Shafach V'kisa, V'meshe Shafach Yichase. The normal way something is spilled, you should cover up also the dam over here. V'kisa Adam is the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Shelo yichasem beregel, you shouldn't cover it with your foot. Shelo yu mitzvos bezuyos alav, that the mitzvos shouldn't be disgusting onto him. Hachanami, shelo yu mitzvos bezuyos alav, the mitzvos should not be disgusting onto him. In other words, it shouldn't be done in a secondary type of way. It should be done in a way that's clearly of kavod.
That means in our case that one should not use the candles to facilitate the counting of money. That would be a bizui of the Ner Chanukah. Gemara continues the two das b'minei Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Malu stapik minoye sukkah kol shiva. What's halacha in terms of taking from the noy sukkah? Rashi explains that not like today when we have these fancy winter season decorations that are put up in the sukkah. In those days, they used to put up fruits. So a person decided that he wanted to eat the fruit that was put up as a noy sukkah. My parents, may they be well, did not put up the bright red and green lights in the sukkah. They used to have gourds and dried fruits. This goes back all the way to the time of the Gemara. Amalei, hare amru aso lahartzos mos keneged ner Chanukah. We learned that you're not allowed to count money in front of ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef responded, Marada Avram, the response that was given to by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi deserves an incredulous response. Master of Avram, notice, how could you say this? Tali Tanya bidelo Tanya. You took something that is mefurish in a brisa, and you hung a raya on something that is not mefurish in a brisa of Osir lahartzos mos keneged ner Chanukah, in terms of solving the shaila of noy sukkah. This is a beferish of brisa. Disanya, we learn in brisa kilchasav itra bikramim ubisadinim. If the sukkah has been adorned properly, so then they would add to it sheets that were dinin hamitsuyarin, these colorful and nice drawings on the sheets. V'talabal gozim, they would hang from the schach nuts, aparsikin, apricots, shkedim, almonds, remoinim, parchile anovim, and types of grapes, v'atar shel shibolim, and some type of stalks of wheat, yenos shel shmanim uslasos, and as well as oil and flour. Also, the stopping men ad matzal yom tov achron shel chag, and it's prohibited to have anah until after yom tov because they're muktza machmas mitzvah. Hisna leina kol fitunah, but you can't make it tonight. So what do you see? You see that when it comes to ner sukkah, noy sukkah, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to derive benefit from it, and we didn't need to go till chos Chanukah. Elamar of Yosef avun dekulhu dam. The father of everything is Dam, and that's the one that tells us for all mitzvos the idea that you're not supposed to be mevazeh the mitzvah by using it for other things. Gemara continues, Itmar, we learned. Two lines before the why. Rav Amar Eman Likim Iner Liner. Rav said that one is not allowed to light from one candle to the next for Neiros Chanukah. In other words, if candle one has been lit, one is not allowed to use candle one to light candle two. You need to use an alternative source. For example, today we tend to use what people refer to colloquially as the shamish. The Gemara quotes a similar machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav had said, "Ein madlik miner l'ner," and Shmuel said, "Madlikin," that you're allowed to. Rav Amar, "Ein matirin tzitzis mi bega lebeged." Rav says that you're not allowed to take old tzitzis and put it on a new beged. Ushmuel amar matirim mi beged lebeged. You're allowed to take it from one beged to the next. There might be a parallel over here that you're taking from one fire to the next, one lighting from one to the next, and mi beged lebeged, you're taking the tzitzis from one to the next. A third machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar ein halach k'Rav Shim begreira. Rav says we don't pass like Rav Shim when it comes to dragging. There we're talking about dragging a chair. Probably the most important machlokas between between Tanoim and Amoraim in Hilchos Shabbos is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Shmuel about Dover Shein Meskamen. This appears later on Daf Mem. It's spelled out as well. Excuse me, I meant Mem Vav Amabez. It's spelled out very clearly as well in Beitza. This is the machlokas of Dover Shein Meskavin. If a person drags a bench from point A to point B, and his intention was not to make a hole on the ground, let's say he's dragging it on top of a lawn, if it's not inevitable, then in such a case, even if it's possible, it might make a hole, that's called Dover Shein Meskavin. Rav Shimon says it's motor. So here the Gemara says that Rav said, we do not pass in Dover Shein Meskavin, it's motor like Rabbi Shimon. Ushmuel Amar Halach Rav Shimon Migrim. And Shmuel says, we do follow Rabbi Shimon when it comes to a Davar Sheni Miskavi. course, it should be added, even though it's not spelled out in our sugya over here, this machlokus is between Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yehuda amongst the Tanoim, and Shmuel is taking sides in terms of how we paskin the halacha and saying we do paskin like Rebbe Shimon, while Rav is saying that the halacha is not like Rebbe Shimon, but rather we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, that you chav, even if it's an einu meskaven. Abaye continues and tells us that there are three cases that Rabba paskin like Shmuel and not like Rav. We have a general rule, hilchos of kerav be surim. Nevertheless, Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, kol mila demar ovid kerav. Rav Bar Nachmani did everything like Rav, lebar mahani mitlas, davik Shmuel, except for these rings, these three things where he followed Shmuel. Madlikim miner lener, he would light from one candle to the next of Neros Chanukah. Umatirin mi beged lebeged, and he moved tzitzis from one beged to the next. Vahalacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'greira, and he followed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon when it came to greira. In other words, he allowed davar shein miskaven. As Gemara explains, disanyu Rabbi Shimon oimer greira adam mite kisa v'safso. Person is allowed to drag a bed, a chair, and a bench, as long as his definite intention is not to make a hole. Yosef Ahume Rabbanon Kamei de Rav Ada Barav of Yosef Kamar Taima de Rav. The Rabbanon were discussing in front of Rav Ada Barav the rationale of Rav, who said, Ein Madlikin Miner Liner, Mishum Bizu Mitzvah. That the reason is that it becomes a Bizayon, it denigrates the Mitzvah. Rashi explains that the denigration of the Mitzvah is that he uses a chip to light from the candle. Ameluhu, they said to him, Lo titzisele taima de Rav. Don't listen to the reason that he said of Rav. Or, Lo titzisele, don't listen to him. Taima de Rav, the reason for Rav is, that's the correct way of reading it, Lo titzisele, taima de Rav, the rationale of Rav is, Mishum de kamachish mitzvah. Because he is taking away from the mitzvah. In other words, when you're taking away from the first candle from night, if you're lighting from candle number one to candle number two, you're going to take away a little bit from candle number one. The Gemara says these two reasons sound very similar. May benai, what's the difference between these two svaras? Answers the Gemara, ikam benai de kamadlik misharga lusharga. If you light directly from one candle to the next, manam mishum bizui mitzvah misharga lusharga madlik. If our concern is bizui mitzvah, then from one candle to the next, there's no bizui. You're not going down by using the candle of mitzvah to light to another candle. It's only when you're bending that candle to light, stam, a match, that's going to be a problem. But if our concern is that the candle number one is going to lose a little bit of oil, so then that is going to be a problem. That's going to be aser. Merkadim's Masiv Ravavia. Ravavia asked a strong question. Tosefta Meister Sheni discusses the usage of coins that have already been designated for Meiser Sheni. What is appropriate usage and what is inappropriate usage? Selo shel Meiser Sheni, we go to Chaf Beis and Beis. Ein shoklin kenegdo dinrei zav. One is not allowed to use the coins, the sela of Meiser Sheni, to measure the weight of dinarim that were gold. Based on the weight system, the way they would decide whether the coins were full coins is they would compare one set of coins to another set of coins. Sela of Meiser Sheni, since Arei has Kedusha, cannot be used as a way of measuring the weight of other coins. Says the Tosefta even more. Vafilu chal of Meiser Sheni acher. Even if your intention is to weigh the other coins, so they, the second set, could be used for Pidyon Meiser Sheni, to redeem other Meiser Sheni. Analyzes the Gemara. If we're going to take the approach that we had introduced on Amud Aleph, that Rav and Shmuel are arguing in a case of one is lighting from one candle to the next, avol bekinsa aser, but when it comes to using a match or a small piece of wood, then Shmuel had prohibited it, aser Shmuel, that even Shmuel, who said that one can be madlik miner liner, is only talking about mamish miner liner, but there is still a notion for Shmuel of bizayon mitzvah, halotav the tiyufta. Then this Tosefta Meiser Sheni is fine, because over here you're using the Meiser Sheni for something that is a bizayon for it. Eli iamet bikinsa nami shari. However, if you're going to say that Shmuel said that even to be mevaza the ner Chanukah is not going to be a violation, and it's permissible, and you could light from one candle to the next, even if you're using a match or a small piece of wood as a go-between, then why is it problematic to use the Maaser Sheni to weigh the Chulin? At the end of the day, we see that Shmuel was not worried about a level of Bizayon Mitzvah when you're using it even for something of Chulin. Presumably, the rationale of Shmuel is that it's permissible because it's a Sarach HaMitzvah. You're going to use it to light another candle, explains Rashi in Divrei HaMashchil Yamrit Ishlema. However, so too here, you're using the Maaser Sheni to weigh the Chulin, but the goal is to use it for Maaser Sheni, to use this Chulin to redeem fruits of Maaser Sheni. Amar Rabba, Rabba answered, Gzeir Hashem lo yichavi mishkelosav. We're afraid that in the end of the day, he's going to decide that these monies are not the correct weight, and he's not going to use them for Chul Maaser Sheni, and then it will end up lost to the use of Chulin and Afra Kedusha. And then it will turn out retroactively that you had used the most Maaser Sheni for something that was Chulin. V'kamapik luhu l'chulin, and we'll go out to Chulin. The Gemara continues to analyze the sugya of lighting from a candle by bringing a raya from the beautiful sugya of Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Midbar. Basav Rav Sheshes, Michutza Parochas Ha'educh Yaruch Oso Aaron. Aaron is to set up the menorah outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here Chazal use a famous expression, V'chila Oro Utzarech. Did we need to light the menorah for its light? V'aloko Arboim Shan Shalchu V'nei Yisrael B'Midbar. All 40 years that the Jews were in the desert, L'hochu Ela L'oro. They followed the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, himself. As the Torah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Amud HaEsh Lefnehem Yomam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in front of Klal Yisrael with Amud HaEsh, so they didn't need the menorah for light. Ela Eidosi L'boi Olam. But rather it's a statement, a testimony for the world, Shashchina Shura B'Yisrael, that the Shechina is resting his Shura in Klal Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, my Eidos, what does it mean, and what are we referring to when we say an Eidos? What particularly is the Eidos? Amar Rav, Zu Ner Maravi, Shenasim Ba, Shemen Kimidas Chavai Roseha. Was given a half a lug of shemen, nevertheless, miraculously, it lived for a lot longer. Umimena hayamadlik, and from this ner ma'aravi, it would light the other candles the next day. Ubahayamisayim, and that is the cat they concluded setting up for, because it was the last candle to go out, that it lasted from the night till the next morning. All of the candles tended to go out at that time because the chatzi lug that was used is for the amount of time for a candle to light through the night. But miraculously, the name Ma'arava would go through to the next day, and then they would do a Hatavas HaNeris on it to the next day. So from the Ner Ma'aravi, they would light all other candles. Asks the Gemara, Vaha'acha, Kivin the Kaviyah Neira, since the candles were set in place and they couldn't be moved, Lo Sagya, it was not enough. Delo Mishkol. Vaduke, they weren't able to simply light from the Ner Ma'aravi itself. Rashi explains, the only way they'd be able to light is if they used some type of flint of wood or another candle to be able to light it. Kasha, that's difficult. Bein la'amandam mishum bizuya mitzvah. Whether you hold that the reason why you can't light miner l'ner for Ner Chanukah is because of bizuya mitzvah, ubein la'amandam mishum michushe mitzvah, and whether you hold the reason is because it takes away a drop of oil from the existing candle, either way, it should be usher. So in the base Kodesh Kadashim, the ultimate Hadlakas Neiros, how were they able to do it? Rav Papa gave the following teres. Tirgu Rav Papa bepsilos arukos. That what happened was they used long wicks. Asks the Gemara, sof l'mand amr shemachushe mitzvah kasha. According to Amanda Amr that says that the problem to light from one candle from the other is it diminishes a little bit the original candle, the Gemara concedes, Kasha, it's a good Kasha. The Gemara continues, Mayahava Allah, how do we paskin in regards to this shaila of madlikin miner liner. Is it permissible or not? Amar Ravuna Breid Rav Shuna Chazina. Let us take a look. I hadlaka osa mitzvah madlikin miner liner. If we say that the hadlaka is the mitzvah, now Gemara is going to introduce a basic question, a basic chakira, in how to understand the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. What exactly is a mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the act of lighting it, and all the other halachos are conditions in order to light it in an appropriate place? Those are tnoim, that you have to light in a place where people could see, where it would sit, where people could see, etc., etc., where it won't go out. But the ma'isa mitzvah itself is the hadlaka. So it says the Gemara, if hadlaka is the ma'isa mitzvah, so then afterwards, madlikim miner liner, then you could light from one candle to the next. Rashi explains, number one, that we would learn hadlaka osa mitzvah from the Middash and the Mishkan, and there we know they lit from candle to candle. Why? Because the Ma'isa Mitzvah, the Ikur Ma'isa Mitzvah, is the hadlaka itself, and is not a bizui in the Ma'isa Mitzvah if you take from it afterwards. Or it's not Ichushe Mitzvah as well if you take from it afterwards. V'anocha is the Mitzvah. However, if you're going to say that the Mitzvah is not when you light it, but rather is when it sits in its appropriate place, when you put it down its appropriate place, the menorah, that is, you put it down its appropriate place, then ein madlikin miner liner, then you shouldn't be able to, because that is the time of the mitzvah, when it's sitting, and therefore, that would be bizui mitzvah, if you take from it during the time of the mitzvah. Di boilu, because this idea, says the Gemara, is a question that relates to what we had asked in the past, hadlak osa mitzvah, o hanachon osa mitzvah. Whether the Ma'isa Mitzvah is Adlaka or the Hanacha. And the Gemara now begins to get involved with that Shaila, and ultimately, we'll see today, as well as in tomorrow, Nafgaminas within that Shaila. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof, says the Gemara. The Amar Rav, Ha'ya Tafus Ner Chanukah V'Oimid. Someone holds his Ner Chanukah, and he holds it the entire time. He lights it, and then he holds it in a place where people could see, let's say. Lo Asav Lo Kum, it doesn't work. We see that it has to be placed down. The act of hadlaka is not the mitzvah, but it's putting it down in its appropriate place, but not simply lighting it. Says Gemara, no. Really, we would say hadlaka is the mitzvah. Aye, then why can't you just light it and hold it? Because someone who sees it will not think that you lit it for Ner Chanukah, but will think that you lit it for your own purposes. People are holding candles. Usually, they're holding the candles for their own personal purpose. Seven lines from the bottom. Toshma Domer Rava Hidlika Bifnim Vahotzia. If someone lights the menorah inside, where no one could see, and then he takes it outside, Lo Asaklum. He didn't do anything. Analyze the Gemara. I Amrit Bishlema Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. If we're going to say the lighting does the mitzvah, Hadlakum Komo Beina, then you need to light it in the appropriate place, because at the moment that you light it, it needs to be all of the appropriate conditions for the mitzvah, and it needs to be seen by others as described on Daf Chof Aleph. But if you're going to say that placing down is a mitzvah, my in what way would you say that he did nothing? At the end of the day, he put it down in the appropriate place. Who cares about where he started to light it? Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Rohu Dam Latzachu Dadlika. If the Roa sees that he wrote it, that he lit it inside, and then it was moved, he will think that ultimately it was not lit for Ner Chanukah, it was lit for personal use, and then afterwards put into the window or put by the doorway. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Beis in the Gemara Rashi, and we now go on to the Halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, today's Halacha topic from Daf Chaf Beis is the appropriate placement of the menorah. We learned on the bottom of Chaf Aleph from Beis going to Chaf Beis Amid Aleph that a Ner Chanukah cannot be placed higher than 20 amas from the ground. Of course, ideally, the best place is, as the Mechaber describes in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Ner Chanukah, as our Gemara says on Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, Menicha ala Pesach Samach L'Rishus HaRabim Mibachutz, it should be put by the entrance of one's home. Mechaber continues, Vim Yesh Chotzer L'Fnei Abayis, if he has a Chotzer, Menicha al Pesach HaChotzer, then it should be placed by the entrance of the courtyard. This we pointed out yesterday is the position of Tosvos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We pointed that out in the Daf Shir in Dibur HaMaschil mitzvah, that lechatchila should be placed by the entrance of the courtyard. Of course, before we go on, there are so many permutations to these shailas. In fact, it was interesting to see that in the Halicha Shlomo, there, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal's grandchildren and his Talmidim emphasized that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to review these halachos every year and would always start from the beginning, start scratch, cheshbening all the possible permutations. And they say that he said that the halachos, the practical halachos, there's not that much information from Chazal, and there are so many different possibilities and so many different variables. We will just be giving, in our small way, just a basic outline that emerges from our sugya. Of course, the Mechaber mentions that if he lives in an attic where he does not have his own Pesach L'Rishus HaRabim, then he should light by the window. However, the exception to that is if he's living above 20 Amos. If he's living above 20 Amos, so then in such a case, the Mechaber says in Sivvav of Tafresh Ayin Aleph, that he would not be Yotze. First diyun that we should get involved with, which is quite practical, is a diyun that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal lived himself. And here, the minig in Eretz Yisrael was different than it seems, than the minig on the Lower East Side. Rav Nevin Zal Shlita in the Biyitzchak Yikare on this halacha quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that even if the building is a lot higher than 20 Amos, that one could still light in that building as long as there are neighbors that face him that would see into his window. Nevinzal makes reference that the Sefer Halicha Shlomo quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal was not at all convinced about that, and he quotes, and it seems like Rav Nevinzal would prefer that the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov HaChadoshim writes that the best place to light is not there, but rather at his doorway towards the stairway if he lives in a building. This is an important point, because point number two, aside from this machlokus, there is the simple reading of the halacha and the gemara that if one has a chatzer, one should light by the entrance of the chatzer. However, the Chazon Ish pointed out, we made reference to this also in the Daf Shir, that this only applies to a chatzer, not a shared chatzer, where everybody just uses stairways to go up and down, the Chazon Ish claimed. This is what's behind the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov HaChadoshim. Rather, a chatzer was used for private use. And therefore, the only chatzer we're talking about is a chatzer that is a private chatzer, the Chazon Ish claimed, and that is why, if it came to a large building, what would emerge is the best place to light would be by one's doorway and not by the window, except according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. But it seemed that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was not happy with Rav Moshe's position. Rav Nevin Zal gives a third reason why to light by one's doorway and not to light in an apartment building by the entrance to the house, because he says, hey, vanti, this is a powerful word, it's not often that Rav Nevin Zal uses this, midivrei admor zechron rachayim abad, debo'inan, denikar daneros hemi bayize. It has to be clear that the candles are coming from one particular household. If it's the entrance to a large building, and the candles aren't ascribed to that bayis, then in such a case, if it's not possible to do that, because one lives in a building where there are quite a few people, so then the menorah should be lit in the window. I think back to when I lived in New York, in Washington Heights, and we did light in the window, way above 20 Amos, on 90 Laurel Hill, on the 6th floor. And there, 90 Laurel Hill looks out to the Harlem River, and there are no buildings across from that building. L'chura, there was no inyan whatsoever to light on the windowsill. The description of the Mechaber is to light on one's table, or even better, probably to light by the doorway. Our second topic, Lahalacha, for Neiros Chanukah, is one that merges from our Gemara that equated the notion of Hadlakos, a mitzvah for Neiros in the Migdash itself, with Hadlakos, a mitzvah for Neiros Chanukah. We pointed out in the Daf Shir, in Dibur HaMaschil, I Hadlakos, a mitzvah on the first wide line all the way on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis, Rashi says that just like hadlaka is the mitzvah in the Mikdash, so too we would say hadlaka is a mitzvah for Chanukah menorah as well. This brings up the following shaila. What's the halacha, and this has become a very practical issue, because I think it's on the consumer scene right now, and that is oil that is congealed. In many ways, it's easier to sell oil that's congealed in ready-made menorahs, because you don't have to worry about the oil spilling. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin writes that Shemen Shenikrash is neither Ochel nor Mashke. This is quoted by the Shevet Alevi by Rav Ozner in Chelik Tes Simin Kuf Mem Gimel, where he points out that Luchura, if you put one and one together, you put together the Rambam that says that congealed Shemen is not considered oil, and the Gemara in Menachos that describes that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a shear of Sheva Midos Belach. There were seven different utensils to measure liquids, and one of them was to measure the log of shemen. That seems to indicate that the shemen had to be lach, because the measurement that was used was a measurement of lach. And if we equate the halachas of Ner Chanukah with the Mikdash, then maybe one could argue that these oils would be problematic. However, Rav Ozner concludes that even though in the Mikdash there might be reason to say that that would be problematic, and it would have to be placed into the menorah already as oil in the Mikdash, however, for Chanukah, he does not think that that requirement is necessary. Even though we'd like to point out that our Gemara did equate the Hadlakos HaMitzvah of Ner Chanukah with the Mikdash. However, there are many that disagree. In fact, the Sefer Berur Halacha quotes that the Marsham in Or HaChaim Tafresh Ayin, as quotes the name of Tshuva Me'ava, Or HaChaim Resh Pehei, that the Pach Shemen that the Chashmonaim found was actually of congealed oil. So clearly, if they use that, and they claim that it had a din of Ochel, so certainly the Hidur would be to do it exactly the way the Chashmonaim did. Rav Ozner's Rayos definitely need to be reckoned with. At the end of the day, it seems that most poskim, even Rav Ozner, are lenient and allow Shemen Shenikrash as a lechatchila, Shebe lechatchila. But a fascinating point is that in the Mikdash, aside from the approach of Tshuva Me'ava, which we have to look into why he said it, in the Mikdash, at least according to Rambam, Rav Ozner's math or deduction seems to be correct, that it would be not acceptable for the Neiros in the Mikdash, and as a lechatchila lechatchila, one could leave open the question of whether recreating the Neis would be appropriate through congealed oil. I must discuss this with my great Rabbeim. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topics from Daf Chav Beis.